Please pray with me. Crucified Christ, we draw near with awe to this holy place of Calvary. Here you transformed evil into the victory of love, violence into the victory of peace. On this painful and mysterious day, accept our thanksgiving for the cost of what you endured, and give us the courage to stay with you until it is finished. Through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. We are here today to remember a man named Jesus, a man who had dreams, who had those dreams shattered, who needed time to think and pray, who knew he was likely to die for what he believed. A man of extraordinary religious insight. A man who did die a cruel death. On this day, we look at the cross and we remember the betrayal of friendship and its consequences, the casual cruelty of Roman authority and execution, and how unreliable others proved to be in a time of crisis. On this day, may we also remember that religious bigotry, cruelty, and unreliability are still a part of our everyday lives. On this day, may we learn some new insights for living. Do not avoid eye contact with suffering, or close your eyes before suffering. Do not maintain anger or hatred. Do not say untruthful things for the sake of personal interest or to impress people. Do not live with a vocation that is harmful to humans and nature. Please pray with me. We stand beside your cross, O Christ, like Mary, your mother, and the faithful women, and John, whom you asked Mary to claim. And we wait for your word to us. Claim us. You are here. Speak to us in your ever-speaking voice. Speak again through your Holy Spirit. For us, it is not yet finished. We are here. You are here. Holy Jesus, speak. Amen. Please stand as you are able to sing the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," hymn number 160.